Chances are.
Oh, no.
There it is. Oh, you're getting maybe he's here. Circumstance here.
I am the Uniform Czar, and I am very angry.
Whoa.
Good morning, George.
Good morning.
Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Czar.
Good morning, Craig.
Czar, it is so good to see you again.
After flying over some football stadiums in my helicopter, or Czarcopter.
Oh, I see. That's clever.
Yes.
And viewing some of what we had to view this weekend, I am declaring a state of emergency in college football. What my eyes witnessed this weekend was a full-blown uniform disaster, the likes of which this czar has never eyeball-viewed before.
Eyeball-viewed.
There were atrocities all over this great country, a country which, by the way, remembers the 10th anniversary of 9/11 this weekend.
It's not,
let us not forget.
Everyone's going
to
be shoehorning.
Let us not forget.
Okay. All right. Let's talk uniforms now.
All right. Let's do it, George. Let me list the most anus offenders.
Whoa, whoa, anus?
Let me ask you something. If I could. Oh,
wait,
okay.
No. Not anus. You mean heinous.
The onus offenders.
No, not even onus.
No,
you're really,
so.
Really confused.
I said heinous. The most heinous offenders.
Okay. I didn't say that originally, but
number one, Maryland.
Those were awful.
The abortion they wore last night against Miami is perhaps the worst look ever. Their state flag split down the middle and trickling down their shoulder pads, something Lady Gaga wouldn't even wear.
I thought it was pretty cool.
Number two, Oregon. Oregon, the tragic trendsetters that I shall speak of no more.
You're never going to talk about them?
Number three.
Whoa, he's done. He's done with Oregon.
Tulsa. The names on your back should never be just outlined letters. They should always be solids. Damn you, Golden Hurricane!
Oh, wow.
Steve Largent is rolling over in his still-living grave.
Confusing never phrase.
And the worst game that I have ever seen. Boise State versus Georgia. This looked like an arena football game.
Mm-hmm.
Boise has always been on my radar, but I never thought I would have to police that classic Georgia look. I have a summit scheduled with Buck Blue this week to see if we can't talk some sense back into the Bulldogs program.
I thought it was pretty cool with the colored face mask. And
silence!
Oh!
Czar is speaking right now.
Georgia looked like they were in stormtrooper costumes. Well, if they want to play Star Wars dress-up, then they should go somewhere else.
Yeah, you tell them, Czar.
Kind of ran out there.
And look out. This weekend, Michigan and Notre Dame will meet, and they are messing with two classic looks. If you want to know what these uniforms are going to look like, I've posted pictures on Craig's Twitter page. Thanks, Junior. It's at Junior_Miller.
Huh.
Given what we saw this last weekend, these looks aren't terrible, but they are messing with tradition, so I'll be visiting with Eric Parsegian and the ghost of Bo Schembechler to see what we can do.
Czar, do you ever think maybe you should just get over yourself and just let the...
Silence!
You knew you were going to get that response.
Now, why are we facing these problems in college football? Four reasons. Number one, Phil Knight.
Uh-huh.
He is my sworn enemy.
Ooh.
I have challenged him to a duel at 10 paces, and he has yet to accept. He thinks he's a yellow belly.
No, he probably just...
Number
the
two,
point.
College kids. They think these disasters look good. But then again, college kids drink from a beer bong and write strong, ill-informed editorials in the campus newspapers.
Oh, boy.
So they cannot be trusted.
I may agree with you on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, you guys have similar views on the college newspaper. Front.
Number three, yes. Video games.
Yeah.
We can't handle reality anymore.
Mm-mm.
As the kids today say, reality is super gay, unless it's a TV program. And number four, Satan.
Satan's involved in these uniforms?
Behind Phil Knight, Satan is my next sworn enemy. I'm doing the Lord's work, but Satan continues to infiltrate the minds and hearts of today's college football programs.
What, do you think we have hope, Czar, of turning it back and going old school with uniforms?
That's an interesting question, Ja. My theory? Like a woman, we are in a very bad cycle right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Czar, I thought that was funny.
Hold on.
Silence, Greg. It's similar to what we went through in the 70s in Major League Baseball with the Astros and White Sox and others who wore tight, multicolored polyester crimes against humanity. It's what we went through in the 80s and 90s in the NBA with the tie-dye Nets, the crazy Nuggets, and the one-piece Hawks look. Each sport tends to go through a time, like fashion, a time where experimentation goes too far. Idiots think it looks good for a while, but then reason takes over and the fashion trends come back to the conservative side. I call this my theory of fashion relativity, or, as it's known in the science community, F equals UC squared. That's football equals uniform cycle squared. My prediction is that it will come back one day. These college criminals will wake up and say, yeah, this sucks, and we'll go back to tradition.
Well, that'd be a great day when that happens.
Do you have some death statistic updates?
Hold on, Craig. Don't have time. Because in closing, I want the American people to know that the Uniform Czar is working hard to correct these problems. I'm not taking long vacations to Hawaii or Camp David. I'm not playing three rounds of golf per week. I'm not worried about hitting the campaign trail. I'm worried about one thing, eliminating bad uniforms. Yes, I've recently been battling a sex scandal.
Oh, I hadn't heard about this.
Yeah, tell us about that.
What that intern says I did to her, I did not do.
Okay. What did she claim?
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Okay.
I don't have any more time to address those accusations. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got to get back to the business of correcting uniform mistakes in this country. Thank you.
Well, the uniforms are. Don't leave.
I'm gone.
Oh, he's leaving. He has spoken.
Look at the flowing robe that he lifts for interns.
The uniforms are for another day.
Well,
he's a czar. You got to have that type of fanfare. All right, it's 8:50 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Up next.